You've probably noticed that Donald Trump has turned the presidency into an extension of his corporate brand.
We make the finest wine, and we have Trump steaks.
Of his daughter's brand.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff.
And of his wife's future plans to be a brand.
Trump's lawyer is charging that it put in peril her, quote, unique, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make millions.
It's gross. That's a given. But for a moment, let's set aside how craven and seedy it all is and get strategic. If the president is a brand first and a politician a distant second, that gives his opponents all kinds of leverage. 17 years ago, I wrote a book called No Logo. It was about how, as companies and people morphed into super brands, they faced new vulnerabilities.
Coca-Cola, Disney, McDonald's, these core American brands became powerful precisely because they understood that they were selling ideas instead of products.
Because brand-based companies derive their value from being tightly associated with a particular image or big idea, if that image gets sullied, they're in serious trouble. We used to call this culture jamming or ad busting, flipping the marketing power behind a brand to tell a competing story about the sweatshops in which the clothes were made or the environmental devastation left behind. Any brand can be jammed. You just need to understand the image they're selling.
Yes, you've seen it in magazines, you've read it in the newspapers. In fact, perhaps you've even seen the owner's picture. Ralph Williams, the owner of Bayshore Chrysler Plymouth, 345 El Camino Real in the city of San Bruno. You notice the big bald-headed son of a bitch? The man that came to San Francisco to offer them more for the dollar they spend. The man that came to San Francisco to rape each and every citizen and the whole San Francisco Bay Area. You don't believe it? Listen to me. I don't lie. Take a fucking car like this. A 1966 Ford, a Country Squire 9-passenger station wagon. Don't worry about the equipment. Imagine all the fun you can have in the back. And while you're doing it, imagine all the money that that bald-headed prick Ralph Williams is going to be making on the car he's trying to fuck you out of. Yes, the man that'll take every dime out of the San Francisco Bay Area and spend it on prostitutes, booze, and, of course, crap tables in the city of Las Vegas. I'm sure you've heard about it. So remember this. If you'd like to get fucked and hooked real hard before you buy a car, come down here. Let Ralph Williams do it. Why not? Why not somebody else? Remember, our address is 345 El Camino Real in the city of San Bruno. But if you come from Marin County, East Bay Area, or San Jose, your money spends just as well as anybody else.
Hiya, friends. Ralph Sports Sport Motors is the world's largest new used and used automobile dealership. Ralph Sports Sport Motors here in the city of Emphysema. Let's just look at the extras on this fabulous car. Wire wheel spoke fenders, two-way sneeze through wind vents, star-studded mudguard, sponge-coated, edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air-conditioned air from our fully factory-equipped air-conditioned factory. It's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match. Birch's blacklist says this automobile was stolen, but for you, friends, a complete price, only $2,500. An easy monthly payment, split once a week, twice a week, and never on Sunday.
I'll take it. I can't wait to get away from it all.
Well, okay, fine. Let's just take a look inside your beautiful new home. Come on in.
Thanks.
I see this car's been fully equipped with a complete line of extras designed with your mind in mind. Wow. Here, for instance, an auto climate control in red, blue, or green with a special oxygen danger indicator level.
Gee whiz.
And here, of course, your own personal remote control picture-sized color TV with matching brass knob. Just reach above the bar and press the button right there under the handy laminated imitation mason at Wild West Gun Rack with a look of real wood for the channel of your choice.
Ralph, can I try it?
Sure.
Don't we do it in the road here at Route Board Motor here in the city of Wet Gumworld. Don't give it a go.
I like those colors. Isn't that nice?
Nice. Can you get UHF?
No, I don't believe in flying saucers. A little blue halo around my head.
Can I get a little more orange in his face?
Sure, right there.
Where, right?
No, move
that. Under the trigger here?
Yeah, that's right.
A second, I've got to get the safety off. Oh! Look at that blue horse.
All right, yeah.
Look
at the muscles on that dude. He's got muscles in his ear.
That's Steve Reeves.
No.
There, that's Steve.
That's Agnes Moorhead.
Oh yeah, I've seen this one. Where's the bathroom?
Huh?
Oh, right next to the radio there. Completely modulated with dual left and right stereo speakers and two compatible frequencies. Your AM. By the way, we also have FM right here.
FM over here? Uh-huh. Let me try it.
Oh, hop in your wife and head in any direction on the freeway of your choice. And we'll see you in a couple of hours here at Ralph Spoilsport Motors, the world's biggest, here in the city of fine music. Thanks for the insurrection, and now back to our morning concert and afternoon showtime favorite, the Magic Bowl Movement from Symphony in C Minor by Johann Amadeus Majewski.
Hey, Ralph, that's great fidelity on that FM. Such a,
well, listen,
a
you
nice
haven't
tone.
Heard nothing yet. I've got right here this scarf for your transatlantic driving pleasure. This fully allographed sea mattress, shortwave radio, and non-returnable, non-disposable zinc line carrying case.
Can I get Duluth on it?
Duluth, Mago. You can get Tierra del Fuego. Yeah.
Nice picture. I like it.
What?
I like it.
What? Wait a minute.
I said, Ralph.
Wait a minute. Let me just turn off
the car.
Get back to the picture. Turn this FM off here. Radio over here. Okay.
I'll get the TV.
No. Leave it on for a minute. Yeah, I have seen this before. Go ahead, turn off. Well, that's it. Here's your keys. Goodbye, friends, and happy motoring back on the freeway, which is already in progress.
Lemon, it's a lemon. This car's a lemon and I'll never get home.
Hey, brother. You should be smoking, not your car. I'm Rudy Rude, natty head of Rusty Ford Motors. And when you turn the key, do your car catch on fire?
Lemon car, very tinny. And my steering wheel's got a squeak. And the brakes on this darn lemon haven't lasted me a week. It's a day old.
Your battery's a day old and already it's dead.
Yes, day. It's a day, it's a day, it's a day, it's a day, it's a day old.
Your spark plugs are crusted, there's a crack in your head. Hey, don't jump, make a fool of yourself, Johnny. Come go tell us what the matter.
I'm sitting in this limo, trying to get the gears to mesh. I say pressure drop, oil pressure drop, oil pressure gonna drop on me. Walking down the road with a piston in my hand.
Johnny, that's too bad.
Oh, whoa, whoa. I got to run to the shop for repair, and there's no shop.
Closed up.
I get a tow to the shop for repair, and they're locked up.
No luck. Credit? You can get it if you really want, but you must apply. So come to Rusty Ford Motors, Johnny, where our service never stops.
If you want to get that old lemon car fixed in a strange land,
check his hat oil rerun.
We got to fix it together.
And clean up his water
every
pipe.
Every one of us together.
But Johnny, you're going to dig our Rusty Accordion vibrations. Hey, wait a minute.
Together.
I recognize you. You shot the sheriff.
No, man, I didn't know shoot the sheriff.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, give me a break, man.
And you
no.
shot the deputy, too.
I didn't do the deputy,
hey,
man.
The man shot the sheriff.
Hey, come on, man, give me a break, eh? Hey, give me a break, man. No. Hey, come on.
I recognize his car. The new car
now. Now, culture jamming fell out of fashion for a while, but with Trump, everything 90s is new again, especially his core brand identity, money. More specifically, Trump's brand is being the boss who is so rich he can do whatever he wants.
You're fired.
That's his twisted niche. That's why the supermodels.
Hi, friends. It's Melania Trump.
And the endless shots of his private jet. That's why Trump's relationship to gold is the inverse of Superman's relationship to kryptonite. He crumples if he's more than 3 feet away from something really, really shiny.
What is the cross made of? Gold. Have you got any?
No.
What about the seven cities of gold? Phoenix, Tucson, Las Vegas.
This is gold.
What's that?
Corn.
Hey, corn! Now we can make tortillas!
We've been waiting for this for hundreds of years.
I just invented tacos!
So this is all you got?
Sergio!
George! I mean, Giorgio!
I stopped off at the bank on the way to the airport to deposit that gold bar.
Oh.
They were not overly impressed with its quality. In fact, the vice president is using it as a doorstop.
Ah, for the man who has everything.
Oh, basta on the pasta, Paul.
Okay, George, okay, I knew I couldn't fool you for long.
Now that we know exactly what the brand is, it's obvious how to mess with it. Step one, fire the boss.
Can I have my desk back?
Yes, of course, Mr. President, I'll go sit at my desk.
Now, lots of you have already figured this out. If Trump's personal brand is being the boss, the way to jam that is to make him look like a puppet. This guy's puppet, or this guy's puppet, or this guy's puppet. It doesn't really matter who's yanking the strings, as long as the strings are there to be seen.
So why was Bannon demoted? Apparently, Trump has been bothered by the public perception that Bannon is actually the one in charge. Oh my God, Donald, I am so sorry. I never would have called Steve Bannon the president if I knew it hurt your feelings so much.
More, please. Anything that chips away at Trump's carefully nurtured image of being the guy in charge. Step two, make Richie Rich less rich.
Oh, wait a minute. I think that's mine.
No, it's mine. Oh. Mine. Small here. Check. Good news, boys.
Yeah.
Boom.bust opened this morning in Shanghai, up 50 at 99 and change.
Oh, yes.
Gonna be billionaires.
Oh, hell, pour me a Johnny Cup, too. Yeah. I'll buy me a golden bladder.
Clink.
Trump's brand is all about having bags and bags of money.
I'm really rich.
Which means that the other way to jam his brand is to make him less rich. Now, I don't mean make him seem less rich. No. I mean actively take money from him by sending his branding empire into crisis.
Wait, wait, wait,
no, this one is mine. It's mine. Okay, okay, give me the quote, quote, quote. Well, dump, dump, dump.
I can't.
What? You can't?
You can't?
They've cut off my phone, boys. Billville's broke. What are we gonna do?
I'm gone.
I'm out of here.
You're doomed, Mayor.
Oh, my neck.
This can happen. This is already happening. There's the Grab Your Wallet campaign, the clearinghouse for boycotts of Trump's web of brands. And check this out. And it's not just long ties and short skirts.
I'm back.
This guy says Celebrity Apprentice tanked because people didn't want to watch or sponsor a show associated with the President of the United States. But Trump's brand fights back hard.
I'm going to give a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody.
Entirely unburdened by ethics. And it may even be working. Ivanka's company claims that ever since the White House turned itself into the home shopping network, Trump's sales have actually spiked, which is why it's time for step three, go after the big fish. One of the largest sources of revenue for the Trump Organization is leasing Trump's name to real estate companies around the world. Developers pay millions for the supposed privilege of putting the big golden Trump name on the facade of their buildings. Now, Trump is clearly betting that being president will drive up the price. But what if he's wrong? What if his brand becomes such trash that developers are willing to pay to take it down? That actually already happened in New York City when tenants of Trump Place demanded that their building manager de-Trumpify their home. And this is what happened when the Trump boys went to Vancouver to celebrate the opening of the latest Trump temple. If these kinds of protests keep spreading, more developers could decide to de-Trump themselves. We know how well Trump handled Nordstrom dropping his daughter's accessories line. How do you think he'd handle seeing his golden name dropped from giant phallic symbols from Vancouver to Manila? I say, let's find out.
Well, we're back. And you're back inside the money bubble with me, your host, B. Buck Bunny Mumble. And by satellite, well, we're going to go to our daily interview feature and open up the lifestyle portfolio. People who double as bubble insiders.
Hello there.
And Bill Sproul, CEO of Worldwide Synchronistic Systems, graduate of Yale Law with an MBA from Oxford Shoe. Bill made his starter fortune by relocating low-interest families from their high-rising properties to online irrigation glitches along the old information highway. And very entrepreneurial of you, Bill. Bill? Can you hear me, Bill?
Not over the music there.
Oh, well, somebody fade the music out. Thank
you. That's better. Welcome to Sprawl Smart House.
That is some edifice I see there, Bill.
Yes, that's what my starter wife said.
You know, your digital domain in Billville must make you the envy of all your neighbors.
Well, funny about that, Buck.
What's funny about it?
Well, you just double-click this, and there goes the neighborhood.
It's the land of...
Oh, that's close, but it's Vegas.
Is the pyramid opening?
Not till Thursday.
Good.
Click, click. We're back in Billville.
Well, that's just amazing.
Well, what is amazing is that in a sprawl smart house, your level of conspicuous consumption is directly connected to your bank balance.
I know everybody cares
about
that. The
house knows it and shows it. Look, I must be making a killing because my artwork is improving as we speak.
Oh, look at that.
My new descending a staircase is upgrading into
It's a Picasso. No, it's a Kandinsky. Is that a Hockney?
No, it's a crying Elvis on black velvet.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. My Louis XIV is going Motel 6. Five. Four. Three.
What's happening out there, Bill?
I'm losing my assets.
Well, look, if you're not rich anymore and you don't belong on this program, you got any famous last words for our listeners?
Lick my zipper. I'm out of here.
Step 4. Be a nuisance. Boycotts and sidewalk protests aren't the only way to wreak havoc with Trump's businesses. What if a whole lot of people made reservations at Trump hotels and resorts, and then all those people changed their minds right before the cancellation deadline?
Hello, Baldi's La Dome. Oh, hello, Mr. Trump. What will it be, 8 at 6? Oh, 6 at 8. Let me check. No. I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. We're booked through Christmas. How about next year? No, Don, the restaurant is not for sale. Ciao.
Now, I'm not seeing anyone do this, of course. I'm just wondering what would happen. And what if customers who really did want to book reservations had a hard time getting through because so many other people were calling to express their views on Trump's attacks on the EPA or mass detentions of immigrants or losing their health insurance?
I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Now, if you go this route, please be polite. The person answering the phone almost certainly gets paid less than they deserve and could be secretly trying to form a union. If any of this strikes you as unfair, please consider this. The whole reason we expect politicians to divest from their financial holdings or put them in a real blind trust is because you influence a sitting politician through their business interests. Trump has chosen not to divest. So let's use that to influence the hell out of him. And let's put him in some conflicts of interest he hasn't bargained for. Believe me, this is Trump's Achilles heel. Traveling to Washington, having a protest to try to convince Republican senators to develop a conscience? Well, it's worth a try, I guess. But systematically eroding the brand of a man who is banking on profiting from his presidency both during and after his term in office? That will most certainly grab the attention of the grabber-in-chief.
Grab him by the pussy? I can do anything.
The most important thing to remember is this. The essence of good branding is repetition. And the same thing goes for good brand jamming. So go forth and repeat thyselves. The president isn't a boss, he's a puppet. The president is getting less rich by the day. If his brand gets battered enough, Trump might just course correct on some of his more whacked out policies. And at the very least, screwing with his central pitch to voters, trust me, I'm a successful billionaire, will hurt Trump's chances in 2020. That is, if his giant head doesn't explode before then. Have fun out there.
Vendor Führer says, "V is the master ace. V
be higher, higher. Right in the pure space, not to love the pure. It's a great disgrace, so be higher, higher. Right in the pure space. When her Goebbels says, we own the world in space, be higher, higher. Right in her Goebbels space, when her Goering says, they'll never bomb this place, be higher, higher. Right in her Goering space, are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, be yes, Mr. Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you would?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the pure space when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Führer says he is the master race, we heil, heil. Right in the Führer space, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so we heil, heil. Right in the Führer space. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so be heil, heil.
Right in the Führer's face.
Flo, I want the balance to come to me. And I'll play it back to you, and we'll have a rhythm, and it'll dance and flow. And you can be smoother than that, but don't take it too literal. You can take it ethereal, but you know, it's in the morning, so you have... Yo, this is where I go to school. It's kind of crazy, ain't it? The first time I saw the studio, I almost fainted. I couldn't contemplate how I had even made it from my late registration. Now I'm facing graduation, and I ain't stressing this recession. If it leads to a depression, it won't be in my mind. I'll be fine as long as I'm surviving off of beats and rhyming. Then I don't mind surviving off of eating no rhyming. Because where I'm standing right now, this is the best time to be grinding. Because ain't nobody signing, so ain't nobody shining. No more dreams are going diamond. It's spitting that fly talk. Dudes acting like they street when they barely sidewalk. My best friend said that music comes from someone in transition. So I'm sifting through pessimism and something uplifting. So if you love something that is out of rhyme with the skill, then you gon' recognize when you see this really well. See, my people's always mention that the industry is missing something. Hunting for someone coming with permission, not to mention an inch of scale. And if that you feel, my name is now. And this is how you let the beat build. That's how you let the beat build. That's how you let the beat build. Right, ladies? That's how you let the beat build. Yo, let the beat build from the cornerstone. Don't be slow when I'm off the dome. I get screwed like a wall when you nail these poles. You're on top, but you never flow. On top like a steeple. Take it back like the repo. We know. Fly like an ego. From here to ego. You know it ain't no equal when it comes to my ego. I want a piece of the pie, but there's a whole lot ahead of me. People so hungry, shines eating their integrity. And their ambitions twisted up in their creative vision. And no way crazy. Listen, I ain't starved for attention. Ain't no honorable mentions. Make your winning look easy. With these lights, I'm looking like like skin wheezy, mother, that I'm ill. Call me a nanny. Wild out like Amy Winehouse and paparazzi. Blow like cocaine, no, blow like propane. Once I got the whole game, y'all all know my name. Wait, hold up, I roll with things that put hair on your chest like body wash, Rogaine. And I don't need no sample, got a girl with a banjo. From the first bar, you can see that I'm a star. I make y'all wish hard like Return of Jafar. And show y'all all what it feels like to be in awe. Y'all, that's how we let the beat build. That's how you let the beat build.
That's how you let the beat live. 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 That's how you That's how you let the beat live. That's how you let the beat live. That's how you let the beat live. That's how you let the beat build. That's how you let the beat build.